There's a lot the Democratic governors of Washington and Oregon don't want from President-elect Donald Trump. They're miles apart on healthcare, immigration, and trade. But it turns out each governor does have a wish list for the new administration. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains what it is.
This is the sound of cars and trucks crossing the I-5 bridge over the Columbia River between Washington and Oregon. It's actually a pair of bridges. The oldest of the two turns 100 this year. Think about that. We're still relying on a 100-year-old bridge to safely carry tens of thousands of cars a day over the mighty Columbia. The bridge could collapse in a major earthquake, and it's functionally obsolete. That's engineer speak for time to replace. And that's where Donald Trump comes in. He talked a lot throughout the campaign about rebuilding America's infrastructure. He mentioned it again in his victory speech on election night.
We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure.
Trump has talked about spending $1 trillion over the next decade to do this. After the election, Trump's transition team got in touch with the National Governors Association in Washington, D.C., and basically said, we want a list of shovel-ready projects in each of the states that could benefit from a federal infrastructure package. Scott Pattison heads the Governors Association. He put out the word to his members.
We received a good reaction.
At last count, Pattison has more than 40 wish lists from more than 40 states and territories. In other words, it appears whether you're a Trump-loving Republican governor or a Democratic governor who loathes Trump, infrastructure doesn't have a D or an R next to it.
As far as the desire to actually build and maintain and repair infrastructure, I'm really seeing bipartisan consensus.
Washington and Oregon both submitted letters to the Trump transition team via the National Governors Association. The letter from Oregon began, please extend to President-elect Trump's transition team Governor Kate Brown's appreciation. The letter from Washington was less effusive, but also more specific about the projects the state wants funded. Sam Ricketts signed Washington's letter. He heads Governor Jay Inslee's D.C. office.
Governor Inslee remains very concerned about the rhetoric and the policy agenda that the president-elect has outlined.
But Ricketts says when it comes to building stuff,
The state of Washington stands ready to work with Republicans and Democrats to make sure that our state and other states are benefiting from what should be an increased level of federal investment in infrastructure.
Washington's top priority is replacing seismically at-risk bridges like the I-5 Columbia River crossing. Now, a previous bridge replacement plan, complete with federal funding, collapsed in 2013 amid partisan acrimony. Republican State Senator Ann Rivers represents Southwest Washington and was a key player in that battle. After Trump was elected, she hoped Washington and Oregon might get a fresh shot at not just one, but three Columbia River bridge replacements. She notes the Hood River Bridge and the Bridge of the Gods are also in poor shape. But now, Rivers isn't feeling so optimistic after hearing that Trump wants to let private companies finance and build new roads and bridges and then pay for them through tolls.
He's doing business in a different way than we are accustomed to.
Rivers says she'll keep an open mind, but
we can't give away the farm to get the bridge. I think that we've got to be savvy in our negotiations, and I think we have to be realistic in our negotiations.
The National Governors Association says its message to Trump and the new Republican-led Congress is give states a range of options to fund projects. The Governors Association message to the states is there will probably be an infrastructure package, but be realistic about what it will fund. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.